Dank u wel. Tekst boven met Alef, de bottom. Omra Beloser, Omra Boshia. Kosha Tibula Bemashke, Tzorak Nsila Sedayim. Anything that you dip into one of the seven mashkim, and here you're dipping it into wine. Wine is part of the charoses. You have to wash first. Rashbam, kol shetibula b'mashkin kagon yerek b'kutach or b'chometz. You dip a vegetable into kutach or into chometz, which is also wine. Tzorach nitzilus yadayim mishum mashkin. Shehayadayim shniyos b'chol aposel esatruma metami mashkin lios tchila. So you don't want to touch the mashkim, because the mashkim become a tchila, and your hands are a sheni, they'll make the mashkim a tchila. So you have to, in order not to be matame the ochlim, you wash your hands. It's not als netzila shadayim like you wash for bread. Okay, so that your hands shouldn't become tame. That's what the Rashbam says. Okay, and Tosus also says that it's not because of Nikias and Kedusha, like Netzila Shadayim, white bread, but in order that the mashkim should not become a tchila. And then, the halacha is that you're not allowed to drink lechatchila, not allowed to drink mashkim that are a tchila to passel your body. That's how the Rashbam learns. And therefore, antosis, and therefore you don't make any bracha on this. Because it's not a mitzvah of kedusha or whatever that you would make a bracha on. Okay. And really it only applied, according to Tosus says in the end over here, only applied by them that they were zohir not to become tamei. But today we're not zohir bichlal. It could be this whole inyan doesn't apply today. And that's Taka, the Orach HaShulchan Taka says, the minig for some reason is not to be notul yodayim for something that's tibula b'mashka, even though the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down all these halachas, it's mashma that Taki should. Okay, Omer HaPapa, Shema Mino, Hai Chasa, Tzorech L'shkuei B'charosas Mishum Kafa. Tehi Sol Kadaitech Lo Tzorech L'shkuei Netzila Shadayim Lomali. So you see, you have to wash for the tibul in the charoses, mashma, you have to dip it in deeply, so your hands, are going to touch the mashka, and therefore you have to wash first. Because if you don't have to dip it in deeply, then what do you have to wash for? You're not going to touch the mashka anyway. The kafa mireichomayis, the kafa, which we'll see tomorrow, what that exactly is, but for some reason you have to get rid of this kafa by dipping the maror into the charoses, so the kafa will be taken care of by the aroma of the charoses. Doesn't have to actually have the goof of the charoses to take care of it, and you don't have to dip it in mamish where you're going to touch the mashke. Because maybe you'll dip it in too deeply, but you don't have to. And just on the chashash that maybe you will, you have to wash first. Rashbam, Tzorech Lishkuei Becharosis Mishum Kafa Eris. The Rashbam learns that Kafa is a poison. Shechazeris Yeshbo Eris Kederech HaBetzolim. It has a very sharp, pungent juice in it, just like onions. V'hilkach Tzorech Netzila Shadayim L'Tibul Rishon. That's why you have to wash before you make the Tibul. Kidla Kamon, like the Gemara is going to say later, Shari Nogei B'Mashkim, you're going to touch the Mashkim. U'keshe Mashkia Sachazeres B'Charosus. When you stick the Maror into the Charosus, you have to dip it in deeply, and you'll end up touching the Mashkim, the wine that's in the Charosus, and you'll be Metamei it, and then that'll be Metamei, you'll be Metamei the Ochel, the Mashkim. The Rach Pirish Kofa Tolas. Rabbeinu Chananel says Kofa is a worm. The Tanya Bitrumos Hatoloyim Shibikre Ilonos. The Esakofa Shibiyerek. Right? It groups together worms that are in the trees and Kofa that are in vegetables. Yavchushim Shibachomets Vishibayayim Mutarim. Or other kinds of bugs that are in the vinegar. Or in wine. All these things come out in the thing itself and never left them. I guess the eggs were laid in there, couldn't see them, and they hatched while the tree was connected, and while the vegetables were connected, and so on. So they hatch in the vegetable itself. So they didn't come from the outside into the vegetable, and they never left the vegetable. So halacha is that the only time a sheretz is aser, it's shoretz al haaretz, it leaves the vegetable. But in the vegetable itself, according to many poskim, it's not aser at all. You're allowed to eat it. But it's not a good thing to eat. And therefore, what's it called? Synonym masnenes asurim. But if you filter them out, if you strain them, then they're aser, because then they came out of the thing that they were formed in. The kiven to parish mimakum revisei havi lekasheretz asheretz ala oritz kedama b'shilai elu treifos the ikker. So there's two different pshatim we have over here. What kafa is, and we'll wait till tomorrow to go into it. One is that it's a worm, and the other that it is the pungent juices of the mor. Halo noga yada b'mashke. You didn't touch it. Well, it says no. We're afraid you may touch it, but you don't really have to dip it in that deeply. The Omer and that Omer Papa lo nishe inish mora b'charoses dilma agav chayle the tavli mevakle lemerure uba'in and tam mora v'leka. Also, you shouldn't leave the mora in the charoses too long, because it could be that the pungency of the tavlin in the charoses will take away the tam of the mora, and you need tam mora. The Chazon Ish learns tam mora means it has to be bitter. So the mor itself has to be bitter. The Gra goes even so far to say that it has its original bitterness. So he holds that you can't even grate the horseradish too early before the Seder, because it'll lose some of the bitterness. But most poskim hold tam mor doesn't mean it has to be bitter, and therefore they also learn that lettuce can only be used if it's harvested at a time when it's still bitter, not when it's sweet. But other poskim hold tam mor doesn't mean it has to be bitter. It has to have the tam of the whatever that mor is. Lettuce is not necessarily bitter. It's only if it stays in the ground a long time. But it's sweet to begin with and then bitter. It's the Gemara is going to say later. It's the ideal mor, because it represents what happened in Mitzrayim. It was first perach. They started off okay and then it came very bitter. But it doesn't have to be bitter when you eat it. It has to have the tam of lettuce. But here, if you leave it in the charos, it's not going to have the tam of lettuce. It's going to taste like something else. And that's why you don't put too much charosis on the mor and you shake it off, the Torah says. In order that you shouldn't have the charosis being mevatel the tam of the mor. Adbri Rav Chista V'Rabna, what's it called? Agav Cholye, Shenostim Bo Tapuchim, Kirmuchach Kamon, Zecher L'Tapuach. You put in apples in the charosis, and they have a pungency which may take away the tam of the mor. Adbari Rav Chisda Rabna Ukva Bedorash. Right, Rav Chisda darshan in front of Mar Ukva the following. Rabna Ukva, Notel Yod B'Tibul Rishon, Notel Yod B'Tibul Sheni. Even though you washed for the first tibul, you have to wash again for the second tibul. Amrua Rabban and Kameder Papa. That's not talking about the Seder. It's talking Stam. The Isol Kedai Techocha, it's talking about Pesach night, Itmar Lomalina Til Shadayim, Trey Zimni. Why do you have to wash twice? You already washed your hands once, and you weren't Mesiach Dast on them at all. So Rashram. B'tibul Rishon Shashar Yarki. By Karpas. If you wash your hands for Karpas, you have to wash again L'tibul Sheini Chazeres. When you wash for the morer, you have to wash again. So Tosa says, L'chorer, you have to wash for the matzah, which comes before the morer. So you're already washing the tilis yadayim for the matzah, we have to wash a third time. So he says, what it means is, the washing over here is for the matzah. It means even though you washed for the original tibul, you're going to have to wash for the matzah, and that washing will help for the tibul of the morer. And others hold that it could be talking, we only have a kazayis of matzah, and therefore you don't have to wash for a kazayis alone, you only have to wash for a kebeya. You're not going to wash for the matzah, but you have to still wash for the second tibul. Hoba alma itmar, it wasn't said by Pesach night. Bishar tibul and shebishar yimos hashanik, she'enon kavua. Ukshenot l'yodha l'rishon l'hayadeh shesov sheni lavo v'siach daito. It's talking if you're going to eat twice with dipping during the year, so you wash for the first one, you have to wash for the second one. Why? Because you didn't know it was coming. Right, you were Mashiach Das after the first one, then you decided to be Tovel again. But over here, what's it called? the Isol Kadai Techocha, but Pesach night, Gabe Mor it Maramai Homashila Yodhe Chadas in the Batibul Rishon. And you know you're going to be Makbil again, so you weren't Mesiach Das, so why do you have to wash a second time? Omer Lahu Rav Papa Adarabba, Hocha Itmar. No, it was said Taka for Pesach night, that you have to wash twice. The Isol Kadai Techbi Alma Itmar Lomeli Tre Tibule. Why in the world do you dip twice during the year? Adarabba, we say, Shabachola Leilis Ono Einono Matbil Nafilu Pamachas. And why would a person dip twice during the year? Why would you have to tell me a halacha for something that's not shchiach? Elamai mai hocha itmar until shadayim trezim the lamli. So if it was said for Pesach night, why do you have to wash twice? You're not mishiach das. Since the boy lememra agadet of v'halelo dilma asuche aschil daite v'noga. No, since you're going to have to say the halal, the hagada, maybe you touched a place on your body that then necessitates until shadayim, a place that's covered up, right? So, and therefore, since you may have touched the place, you have to wash again. So, Shaila is, what happens if you wash your hands, put on gloves, or you wash your hands, you didn't wear Mesiach Das, right? So then, Lechor, you don't have to wash again. And there is a Memela, that's what's it called. So if you wash your hands, you don't have to wash again. Yosef was the first washing. But the Beis Yosef says that a person shouldn't do that. Shibadafka be Mashiach Das, so you could wash twice, to Makain the Takana of washing twice. So they all ask him, there's no Takana of washing twice. Takana making two tibulin. Nowhere is it mentioned you have to wash twice for them. It's just a practical thing that if you make a tibul, you have to wash. So others hold that you're allowed to wash your hands and not necessarily have to wash a second time. And the Beis Yosef says, no, there's an Inyan Dafka to be Matabal twice and to wash twice. If you touch something that would necessitate until Shaddai. Omar Rava, Bola Matzah Yotze. If you swallowed matzah, you're Yotze. Bola Morer Lo Yotze. If you swallowed Morer, you're not Yotze. Bola Matzah Umorer, you're they Matzah Yotze, you're they Morer Lo Yotze. If you swallow them together, you're still Yotze the Matzah, and you're not Yotze the Morer. Korchon Besiv Ubolon. If you wrap them in a sieve, and most Rishonim learn the sieve is not edible, so it's a chatzitza. The Meiri brings out a day that the sieve is something edible too. Still, it's a chatzitza. And you swallow them together. After they matzah normally, then you're not yotzei matzah either. See the Rishbam, bala matzah v'lo le'loa. So you didn't chew it; you swallowed it whole. Yotzei sharikiyim be'erev tochlu matzah. So Maisi ate matzah. Shari achila hilo umil lechatchila tam matzah bein. Lechatchila you have to have tam matzah. Now, even though the Gemara said before that if you cook matzah, you're not yotze because it doesn't have tam matzah. By being cooked matzah loses the tam. That is, it has to have potentially the tam. It can't lose the tam, the etzim. But if it has a tam, you just don't taste it, then b'dieved you're yotze. Call that roi labila, something you could taste matzah, you're yotze even if you don't taste it. But morer, there the whole idea is to make it bitter. If you don't taste it, you're not yotze the whole inyan of morer. Here the tam doesn't have to be just potential, it has to be actual. We darshan the tam of the pasuk. It doesn't say in the pasuk that the reason for mor is because of vayimoro is chayeh. It says that in Haggadah, but the legmaisa, we darshan the tam. Why did the Torah want you to eat mor? That you should, your mouth should be bitter zecher to vayimoro is chayeh. Memela, what's it called? You have to eat something that you taste the bitterness, or at least you taste what the morer is supposed to taste like. Kach matzosi kosher b'chol asfarim u'pirish rach. Rabbeinu pirish. Rashi says there's another girsa here. Bala morer yotza, that you yotze if you bala a morer. And ef shishlo ye botam morer. Even if you swallow it, there's going to be some time. The morer has such a strong time that even if you swallow it, you're going to taste something. Bala matzah umorah yachad v'lo ochel adayin lo mizeh v'lo mizeh. But if you swallow them together, then you day matzah yotze, you day morah lo yotze. Since you're eating it together with matzah, right, the matzah masks the taste of the morah. If you swallow morah by itself, then you'll get a taste of the morah. But if you swallow morah and matzah together, you're not going to get any taste of the morah. However, lo losu v'ochel matzah imo ein lo shum tam. That's this other girsa. The fiat kosher is far and sorich leforish. Bala matzah mori de matzah miu yotza. The lo tema afi de matzah lo yotza. The ikatarti lo reesa. Shall toam tam matzah. The gam lo noga begrono shamor chotze bin asai. Says, according to the first girsa, right, if it said already that if you ate matzah you swallowed matzah, you yotze, and mor or not. So what difference does it make if you did them together? You have matzah, you yotze, and mor or not. So the havamin is that here you shouldn't be yotze matzah either, because since you ate the mor with it, there's two problems. One is you didn't taste the matzah, and the second, there's a chatzitza between the matzah and the mor, because they're both in your mouth at the same time. Kamash malon, it doesn't make a difference. But you're still yotze matzah. Okay. Omer of Shimi Barashi, matzah lifnei kol echad ve'echad, mor lifnei kol echad ve'echad, charoses lifnei kol echad ve'echad, ve'ein okrenes ha'shulchan el lifnei misha omer ha'gada. Everybody has their own matzah, mor, charoses, so they can make their own tibul and eat immediately. But the akiras ha'shulchan, which is only for a heker, for the children, doesn't have, you don't have to take away everybody's table. Just the table of the person who say, who's being motzi everybody else in the ha'gada. Rav Huna Omar Kulu Nami Lifnei Misha Omar Hagada. All of them are only in front of the person saying the Hagada. Not everybody needs their own matzah, morer, and charoses. The person who's saying that, making the seder, has a ka'ara, and he gives out to everybody else. The Hilchasaka Rav Huna. And the halacha is like Rav Huna, that only the person who's saying the seder needs a seder plate in front of him. Okay, that's Korchon, Shneim Yachad Besiv Hagodl Sod Vadekel. If you wrap them up in this fiber that grows around the palm tree, Lo Yotza. Sorry, Lo Yoya Mamish Besiv, Lo Zev Lo Zev. Because none of them really touched your throat. Right? They were wrapped in something that's a chatzitza. Because Zorik Evan Lechamas, like throwing in a what's it called, a stone Chamas is a water bag. They sat on separate couches and ate with a little table in front of each couch. Everybody had their own matzah mor, their own ka'ar on their own little shulchan. But we sit at one big table. We're all on the same table. So you only need one ka'ara for everybody at that table. He'll give out the matzah and mor to everybody else. But when you have your own little table, you need your own kara. This is a mitzvah to take off the kara off the shulchan, right? Or they used to take the shulchan away. In order to make the children ask, why are you taking away the food? We didn't eat yet, right? We washed, ate a little vegetables, and now you're taking away the food. This only applies to them where they had their little shulchan. So there you took away the little shulchan. It wasn't a big tirchan. So you took the little TV table away from the person who was saying the Haggadah. We have a big table. We don't take the whole table out of the dining room. So we take the ka'ara off the table and put it on the side to the end of the table or whatever. That's enough of a hacker. The yeshu noagim lahagbia sakara lakaf. Some people just pick up the ka'ara off the table. They don't put it on the end of the table. They pick it up off the table and hold it there. Umolchina basram nakam. When they pick it up, they take the meat, the zroa, out of the ka'ara. The lab milsa. You don't have to do that. The omer lakamon, because why do they do that? Because later on it says, when you say, what's it called? Pesach zush. Avoseinu hayu ochlim. You don't pick up the zroa because it looks like that's kosher. So you just leave it. You don't even point to it. You just say pesach zu. Mashenkin. When you say matzah zu, you pick up the matzah. Mor zu, you pick up the mor. So they learn from that that when you pick up the kari, you have to take off the basar. You can't pick up the meat. But that's only when you say pesach zu. You don't pick it up. The people should think that you're talking about this is korban pesach. Either you're making a korban pesach, or people will think it is korban pesach. So that which it says, "Basra in Tzorich Lagbia, Honey Mili B'Shosh Omer Hagada Pesach Shere Avoseinu Ochlin." The Kima De Lamatzi Lameimer Pesach Zeh in Hoya Magbio Letavshil Shoyu Begadol Nira Kemakdish Behem Tomichayim. Looks like you, what's it called? Like you made it kochim to begin with when it was alive. And this is real Korban Pesach. Avakish Magia Magbia Kaara Kedesh Yakar Tinek VeYishal Heich Nira Kemakdish Kochim. When you pick up the ka'ara, if the zroa happens to be there, it has nothing to do with any problem that could possibly be. So you don't have to take off the zroa off the ka'ara if you pick it up off the table. לפיכך אין צורך להוציא ממנו התבשיל. וגם הגבוהה שכינם, ואין כאן הקר לתינוק, סתם picking it up doesn't make a hacker. אבל אוקרין הקאור לגמרי. So you don't just pick it up off the table, you take it off the table completely. יתננה בקרן זווה, you put it in a corner. כאילו כבר אוכלו, it's like you just finished eating. You're putting the dishes on the end of the table like to have them collected. כדי שיקר התינוק וישל, דומי להכיר השולחן. Our taking the ka'ara off the table is like they're taking the table away. Okay. Lama okrin sashulchan. So why taka do you take the table away? Or lathias, why do we take the ka'ara away? Amri devei Rabbi Yanai kadesh yakiru tinokos vishalu. The children should ask, how come you're doing that? Right? Why is this night so different that we're not eating normally, regular? Why don't we make kiddush? All of a sudden we eat vegetables, now we're taking the matzah off the table. Abaya had a Yosef Kamei the Rabba, Chaza de Komadli Taka Mikamei. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba, and he saw that they took the Ka'ara away from him, the Shulchan away from him. Amarlu Adayin Lo Kachilna. It must have been Abaya, it must have been a kid at the time. So he said, hey, we didn't eat yet, why are you taking the food away? Kamakri Taka, why are you taking away the, why are you taking away the table? Me come on from in front of us. Amrei Rabba, Patros Milomer Manishtana. We don't say Manishtana anymore. You already said Manishtana, right? The whole purpose of the Manishtana was to make you ask, right? So you asked, so we don't have to say Manishtana. Tosa says it doesn't mean you don't have to say Manishtana. It means you have to say the Manishtana. But what's it called? He asked all the questions after that, right? It just said the beginning of what he said. But Lamaisi asked it, and Patrasan means we don't have to now say it again. You said it. We don't have to say it again. It's enough that the child asked the questions. The Rashbam says not like that. Patrasan Milomar Manishtana. Tisnam the Kamon, Chacham Beno Shoalo. If the child is a Chacham, so the child asks. Dimlav Shoel Huli Asma. If he doesn't have what's it called, the son, or the son's not smart enough to ask, he's too young or whatever, then he asks himself, Manishtana. The kivan sheshalu on manishtana ain anu tzrichim lomar manishtana elahoshiv al dvorav. Because the Rashbam learns like in the second way, that since he said manishtana, we don't have to say it again. We just have to answer what he asked. Lefishin ishtabdav nu mitzrayim on awoshim kol dvorav. We answer avodim hayinu lefarav mitzrayim. And what's it called? Some hold though that your mamish potter from saying what's it called. So Tosu says the fact that he said how can we take off the Ka'ara, that's not Yotzi Manishtana with that. He has to say Manishtana Laila Zeh, and he has to ask all the four kashas. But since he started that, right, the Gemara means that Abaya then asked all the other things. How can we take the food away? This is such a different night, and there's other things that are different, and he said all of them. And for that, Patrosan Milomar Manishtana, meaning we don't have to say it now, you said it. But if you didn't say it, we'd have to say it ourselves. Similar to what the Rashbam. Others will know that your mamish potter. The whole purpose of manishtana is to make it that the night's different. That the child should realize the night's different. So if he realizes it's different because he took away the table, that's good enough. Doesn't have to say all the four things be'etzim. All he has to do, manishtana means how different this night is from all other nights. And this and this and this make it different. But if you notice the difference of something else, then you yotze. The ikar is that the answer should come because the kid recognizes the night's different, right? But not necessarily has to ask all the specific questions.